enormous amount of food every day.
There's a secret world where bigger is definitely better.
One of the most popular people in this industry is a 55-inch ass. And mine's bigger!
It's a community that's growing year on year.
I just want to, like, gaze and do something. Let's do it.
So it begins.
There are those who like getting fatter and those who pay to watch them do it.
In this industry, you get paid by the pound. The fatter I get, the more money I make.
It's an online fetish that feeds into the sexual fantasies of the viewers.
Some people get aroused by the sound of certain food. They told me it literally gives them goosebumps.
Whilst bulging the bank balances of those putting their plus-size bodies on the line.
When people ask me why I do it and I tell them that for 2 hours I can earn $200 and they're like, I get it.
Welcome to the world of feeders.
I'm hungry. Hello. Hurry up.
It's early morning in the northeast of England, and 37-year-old Althea, who's part of the feederism community, has been making a big splash on the scene for 10 years. Originally from Texas, Althea is part of the ever-expanding feederism community, earning a living by making and selling online content to food-obsessed fans.
I have realized that my fetish with food was extremely popular. There's fat fetish on its own, and you have fat admirers who just like fat bodies. And then you have feeders who want to make you fatter. And I was like, oh, okay.
Put simply, people pay Althea to eat food and put weight on.
I was actually really kind of mind blown at first, like people are actually going to pay me to do this, but then it kind of seemed ridiculous not to.
And they pay well.
Anything that's non-nude or non-sexual is $8 a minute.
Crazy.
If it's nude, like just nude, like me sitting here naked eating, it would be $12 per minute.
Althea has been in the business for 10 years, but with new online content makers constantly emerging, it's important to keep an eye on the competition.
Honestly, always doing research in the industry on the different content that other people are putting out. I mean, this is my career. This is how I feed my family and pay my bills. I'm very interested in the community itself. I like picking their brains and finding out, like, why do you enjoy the humiliation and the degradation aspect of it? Why do you enjoy this? Why do you enjoy that? I also think it's just important to know who else is, like, on the rise in the industry, even though we don't have the same target audiences and we're not making the exact same content.
I'm hungry. Hello. Hurry up.
Online content is Althea's main income, making it even more important to stand out from the crowd.
If I feel like I have an idea that I want to do and I see that other people are doing it, I might specifically watch some of their content to make sure that there are certain things about it that I'm trying to avoid. And so I definitely want to make sure that I'm not out there accidentally copying other people's content, because there's only so many different ways you can smash a cake with your ass without it looking like the exact same video that somebody else did.
So it's been a while now since I've been here. In this assisted living facility.
In the feederism community, there are certain role plays and fantasies that content makers carry out to please their fans. And this research helps to decide what Althea is and isn't willing to do.
Why does this person just keep gaining weight? Well, you know, it might be intentional.
It's very different from what I do. I'm not really into the whole trying to reach the status of immobility. I know that this aspect of the fantasy is huge. But yeah, it's definitely not my thing, lifestyle-wise.
So when they tell me how fat and unhealthy I am, all it really does is turn me on and make me realize that I'm becoming exactly what I wanted to be, which is just a big, fat, immobile blob.
I think it's hot. I mean, I love Renee. They've got a great body, and they've worked really hard in this industry and just in their lifestyle to get the body that they want and the immobility status that they want. And so, I mean, I'm actually proud of them in that aspect.
So full.
Feederism is a worldwide phenomenon, and 39 stone American Renee is a superstar on the scene.
Oink, oink. Feederism. It's a fetish of overindulgence.
Oh.
I eat an enormous amount of food every day. I have estimated that I probably eat around 5,000 calories a day.
That's 2.5 times the recommended daily allowance. In the US, the average woman weighs in at 170 pounds, or just over 12 stone.
I can barely even walk anymore.
Renee weighs over 3 times this.
I need your help getting in and out of bed because I'm such a huge piggy. Oink.
I'm a very overindulgent person. Like, I don't do anything. And